At 2:50 p.m., the exact time of the first explosion, Boston and the Commonwealth observed a moment of silence. On Boylston Street, where the bombings occurred, makeshift memorials of stuffed animals, flowers, signs, American flags, and running shoes have blossomed on both sides of the police barrier. Hundreds of people gathered in a dense throng in what would usually be one of the busiest intersections in Boston, but it was completely silent.
It's like surreal. It's like a movie almost.
Noah McMillan from Charlestown came to pay his respects. He was dressed in a Boston Red Sox t-shirt.
The entire city went quiet. It's one of the busiest cities in the world, and everyone came together. It's amazing. It's what makes us better than everybody else.
People in nearby office buildings pressed up against the windows, waiting and watching. Near the crime scene, the moment of silence lingered well beyond the official minute. The closer you were to the finish line, no one was in a rush to talk. Once church bells started to ring out Amazing Grace in the distance, people started to move. Andrea Gonzalez, who was working at the Prudential Center at the time of the bombing, was trying to make her way to the front of the crowd to place a single white lily at the foot of the police barrier. She says the moment of silence gave her an opportunity to reflect.
I couldn't help but think about when it happened, but I also just felt a strong sense of solidarity amongst the members of Boston, who I was with, and sometimes that's difficult to find in this area, so to feel that, I think, was really special, and I'm glad I came.
Just down the street on the steps of the State House, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and lawmakers from across the state gathered to pay tribute to those killed and maimed in the terror attacks. The governor sent out this message over Twitter: "Together we share in a moment of silence. God bless the people of Massachusetts." I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.